Good morning, Vital Balancers. This is Linda Morris, and this morning I have a very special guest and a very dear friend, Patty Bach, platinum consultant from upstate New York. She has been somebody that has built this business no matter what. She actually joined NECAN because of the business, and actually she saw a great result with her father and a health challenge he was having. And at the time, she ran two video stores that seems like they were about 100 miles apart. Well, in her driving, she did at least 100 miles a day. And she was looking for more freedom. So she joined NECAN, and she has been a true example of humans being more and the five pillars of health and doing whatever it takes. So just amazing. She and her husband own their own seasonal store across from a national park up in the 10,000 Islands area near the St. Lawrence River in upstate New York. And even though she has 20-some employees, she still has four people headed to silver on her team right now. And she's involved in all of it. And she's just amazing. She does it all with grace, ease, and joy. And there are no obstacles for Patty Bach. In fact, the busier she is, that's when she adds more stuff in. So she has been one of my examples of who I want to be when I grow up. So I'd like to introduce platinum consultant Patty Bach. And Patty Bach today, she's going to share more about how to talk about our NECAN products when you feel like you don't really know that much about them. So good morning, Patty. How are things
good
in that
morning.
North Country?
Good morning. Well, here in upstate New York, we are in the Thousand Islands regions. We have some wind and rain today, and it's true fall weather. We've been graced the last couple weeks with some unusual, almost summer-like weather here, and now we're starting to see it move into fall very quickly. It's a great time to be in upstate New York. It's a beautiful area in the three seasons. Some people do like the winter months. We choose to come down to see you all in Florida in the winter, so we love that lifestyle. Thanks for having me on this morning, Linda.
You're very welcome. My pleasure, and thank you. You're an amazing example of teamwork because you knew I'm swamped with moving, and you're like, let me help. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about today is the teamwork part. For both people, whoever is on the call, whether you're new or whether you're seasoned, I've been with NECAN for 17 years, and I'm going to share with you that, you know, I do not know everything about the product technology. My strong part is in the business. I get my background is in business, and I get very excited about the business and sharing that portion. And I wouldn't say I'm actually weak in the product, but what I found was early in my NECAN career, I could share my dad's testimonial. I actually have been fortunate to be very healthy most of my life, and I would share my dad's testimonial and because I didn't really have one in the beginning. And then as I attended more NECAN events, I picked up more stories, and I say that picked up is, you know, I have a little filing cabinet in my head where I hear people's testimonials on the product technologies, because that's where I felt I was a little weaker, and I would just share those testimonials. And then I would come across some people that would, you know, say to me, well, I really know, I want to know how it works. How does it really work? How does it really work? And I heard Dave Johnson say, it works really well, and that's how he would explain the technologies. And I discovered, too, that at times, you know, that was a nice segment into a way of sharing that kind of, you know, it works really well, but people it wasn't a definite answer that I could give people, and they'd go, oh, okay, because you said so, then I'm going to go with it. So what I found was I would share, mostly what I share with people are the features and the benefits. 95% of people really only want to know what can this do to help me and can it harm me. and none of our products can harm you. So really they want to know the facts of, I'm going to sleep better, I'm going to wake up more energized, I'm going to have, you know, less snoring, my legs aren't going to flop around, I have better digestion with the supplementation, I have less brain fog with the Vital Balance, I'm not as hungry, I'm not having sugar cravings. And so with any of our technologies in each category, if you think about it, you can actually go into the features of the product and the benefits. They're actually, and again, if you're coming from a new place with Niken or feeling like, oh, I got to go in and study every product, you don't really need to do that either, because Niken has done a lot of that work for us. And when you go to the quick reference sheet, you can forward that information to people. So I had Igor Grundel shared with me a really big statement that I want you to think about, and this pertains to both the business and the products, our technology line, is think about yourself having this group of 10,000 people in your organization. And it all comes down to duplication. So we need to find a way to be able to duplicate ourselves and the resources we have at hand. So when we are with a new person that's on our team, a business builder, and they are in front of us with their client, their prospect, we need to duplicate for them to see that they can do what we're doing. So I could tell after 17 years experience with the sleep system, and, you know, done some research my own self as my years of being with Niken, could rattle off everything I need to rattle off about the sleep system, but the person that's with me that I'm training and that I'm mentoring and coaching, that's a new business partner on my team, they look at me kind of, I call it the puppy look. So they kind of tilt their head and their ears go down and they're like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. And instead, what I like them to see is that when somebody asks me about the sleep system and some more information, I look at the prospect and say, look, right here on the Niken website, I can forward you the video on the sleep system. I can forward you the quick reference sheet, and you can read that yourself. And then if you have questions beyond that, I can either help you, or your person that's introducing you, they can help you, or if they can't, we can introduce you to somebody that we can. So the prospect or the business partner that you're working with looks at you and says, I can do that. I can find that information. I know where that is, and I can forward that on. So it's about us coaching, teaching, and training our business builders how to duplicate what we're doing instead of us feeling like we need to know everything, showing them the resource where they can find it so they can do business when we're not here, or we're moving, or we're on vacation, or we're in another state. And I find that with both, like I said, the technologies and the products. Very important to do that. The other thing that I like to do is always be thinking about where there's an opening and an opportunity for us to introduce our team members and or a cross-line member that has a similar question or challenge that they're having with either the product or the business. So, for example, should I be working with someone that has a back challenge? I don't have a back challenge. My dad has a severe back challenge. I share my dad's story, but then what I do in the meeting with them is I open it up for talking about Barbara having a back challenge and wanting to introduce her to Barbara, who's on our team. And I think that's a great way to let them know that there's other people that can help. And so, therefore, again, I don't have to know really much about Barbara's back condition, or, you know, I don't know much about an L4, L5, or wherever they are, or what the medical terminology is, because I don't have that challenge. If I did have that challenge, I would know about that, but I don't. So that makes me feel like I don't need to know any of that either, because they are talking about their L4, L5. I can want to talk to Barbara about their L4, L5, And Barbara can share what she's done and started with the technologies to help her get to where she is today. So do the same thing with Linda. Anytime that anybody has a headache challenge, I'll bring Linda in to talk about the sleep system and her experience and what she found as she investigated NECANS. So there's opportunity to bring in another person so they hear it from more than one person. And again, when you think about that, when you're with someone on your team that you're team building with, whether you're on the phone with them or in a room with them while they're with their prospect, they're going to duplicate what you're doing. And I always say to my team in a training, your prospect, the information, the process that you take them through, they will duplicate exactly what you do, whether it's good or bad. They will duplicate that. So I'm always thinking about how I can better train and coach my team members to become independent wellness consultants, but at the same time, know that you're out there and have support, and you have a team, and that's the resource of what you want to do with building your team, is to have people see that I can find this information quickly, I don't need to know everything about this area, and to bring in, you know, other people in the group, because the more people we bring and introduce them to, the bigger the vision is for them to see what we're doing in Eken. So, Linda, does that open up some questions you can throw at me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's like, you know, you do a beautiful job of introducing people to other people. So you're not trying to do it all yourself because it's like, oh, well, let me get somebody else. You're a master at doing that. Like, well, I'm happy to say I didn't have that challenge, but I have a good friend that did. And you always keep it, it's professional, but it's light and non-threatening at the same time. Could you share a little bit about how you do that? Because you do an amazing job of introducing products to people. You do an amazing job. Just very matter of fact, like somebody asks you, you know, say, oh, I'm interested in parallels insoles. How much are those?
So what I share with people is that the insoles retail out at $100, and should they decide to get a membership, they can save some money by doing that, similar to a Sam's Club membership. If it's going to be one or two products, I recommend you become a customer with whomever you're working with, come on board, and then you can order yourself as a customer. And should you be looking at the whole wellness home and building your whole wellness home, then you may want to consider getting the membership, like a Sam's Club membership, where you can buy everything at wholesale for you and your family. And I actually tell them, it makes no difference to me either way. Our job is to really educate you about this gift that we've learned about, and what you choose to do with it is totally up to you. So I make people feel comfortable so that it's their decision to be investing, making the purchase with NECANS. I have very few, in my 17 years, I have very few technologies or products that have ever come back to me. So I like to educate them to the point where they're making a decision, but yet with some urgency where I ask them the question when I've taken them through the information process, through the product demo, through going to an event, through meeting our team, to ask them the question, how do you want to get started? And sometimes with people, they struggle with how to get them actually to make a decision, and that's the way that I like to do it, is I ask them, with the information you've gotten so far, how would you like to get started? And when I do that, that opens them up to say, well, I might need more information, or they're ready to make a decision. And then I just be quiet. I let them do the talking when I ask that question. Because then we can start forming their wish list. And then I say to them, look, my job for you is to make sure that I give you the best deal, the best bang for your buck. Tell me how you want to get started, and then I'll see if there's any packs that fit into what you want to do, and then I start showing them the packs. I want to bring up something that is kind of interesting, too, and a topic that comes up is we sometimes, we come across people that are open, yet they're in crisis mode. Or they're very close to maybe having surgery. Like, you know, I ran into, this happened with a prospect on my team. They introduced me to their prospect, and they were having knee surgery. And it was scheduled for, you know, let's say I was introduced to them today, and it was scheduled for a week from, you know, tomorrow. And I've talked with consultants, and they'll call me and say, you have to tell them not to do the surgery. You'll have to tell them, you know, that we can put this stuff on them. And some people are open to doing that. So looking at Nikon Technologies and saying, hey, maybe I'll wait and see if this will be the thing that takes me to, you know, not have the surgery. But, you know, this person that I worked with the other day, they'd already made up their mind. They were having the surgery. They were excited that it was scheduled. I know that sounds odd to us that have been in Nikon and use all these technologies and what we can avoid. But in that situation, what I said to this person is we gave them the rollout. They stepped on the insoles. They saw the strength test. They were intrigued enough to take a CD, and they were excited. But I could tell by asking them questions and their demeanor, they were already set that the surgery had to be for them. In that case, what I say to the person, what I said to this individual is, look, you now know about something that could help you. We're open. Some people, you know, they'll wait to have the surgery to try this. Other people, I think it sounds like yourself, that you've made your mind up, this is what you need to do for yourself, that's your decision. But I want you to know, after the surgery, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. And you can use these technologies for recovery. So instead of closing that door with that person and going, well, thanks for sharing, but I'm done, I always keep the door open with people. Even when they tell me no, or this is exciting, but I don't think I want anything yet, I've always told them for 17 years, I'm not going anywhere. Should you change your mind at any time, or you think of somebody that could benefit from the information that I've given you, let me know. Here's my card. Here's my phone number. That's not going to change. 17 years later, I still get people to come back to me, and they're ready. It's about them being ready, not us being ready. We just go out and share more and more and more until they're ready to come and see and receive what we have as our gift. So
that
I want to talk about
that is vitally important, Patty, that I've heard many times, especially people that are in Nikon, that people continue to share, oh, no, you can't do that. You shouldn't be doing that. And I've seen people be totally turned off to the point where they don't ever want to talk to that person again because of that response, because we don't know what all they've been through. You know, we never know. So to actually tell somebody, you can't do that, you don't want to do that, you need to delay that, it can be very insulting to that individual.
Right. Yeah, because they've been waiting for that surgery date to get relief for all you know, for 6 months or something, you know. It's always, for me, when I'm working with people, it's always, it has to be about them. And by reading people, you can tell where they're receptive, where they're not, and it just is a not now, maybe. And again, most people don't want to know how the magnetics really work. They might want to know that we're magnetic beings on a magnetic, you know, earth, and kind of go down that trail there. But again, simplifying, making it easy and duplicatable. I mean, when, you know, Igor said it to me, I did change and tweak some things that I was doing because I want the people not to look at me with a little puppy head turned and going, I don't know if I can do that, or oh, I got a lot to learn. It's about, no, I can share with people I've got something I'm excited about, and I can connect with people that have been in Nikon longer than I have. And even now after 17 years, I don't have a lot of time, especially from April until October. And so in for duplication purposes and for time leveraging purposes, it really gives you the freedom of knowing you've got people that are out there that are resources. And you know, Nika's just made it a lot easier. Now, I do run across those 5% of people that I'm introduced to. I just had one of those last week. This girl is a nurse, and she teaches nursing, and she has her PhD in nursing. She's doing her thesis, and I quickly learned from her when I asked her, what did you think of the information? She was at a launch that we did. She did the CD. She read the book, and she said to me, I don't care how many testimonials that you give me or tell me, and I'm not saying, not being rude, I'm sure these people aren't lying, but I need to see all the data. And I said to her, I can give you more data than you'll be able to devour. I'll give you all the data you want to have. What I did say to her was, I just want you to know that I'm not a data person, but I can tell you and the resource of where to get it, and I'll show you, and I'll hook you up with people that are data, related. I'm not in that category. I'm just not there. So for me to sit down and read the microsites on the NECAN website is, I would not get through that. I'd be nodding off. It's just not my forte, my personality. But there are those 5% that want that. And you hook them up with the other 5% and just know where to get the information. I showed her the microsites on the website. She's like all excited. She's clapping her hands. So it's about
point. There's only 5% that wants that information.
Right.
I was one of those 5%, but not anymore.
Right. And I said to this gal, I said, look, I appreciate and I applaud you. And I said, I've got a girl that is a dietitian that just signed up with me. I go, she's got 5 or 6 letters after her name. She's like, what are they? I go, I don't know what they are. But I said, I see them on her card. She's excited about NECAN, and she's come on board to build a business. I'm going to connect you with her. Oh, perfect. Now they're going to talk the same language. What have you found with this, But she was excited that I satisfied her needs because she was kind of closed and quiet. And she got excited and started warming up to me when I said, I'll show you and give you all this information. And she was clapping her hands. She's like, this stuff excites me. But I did do a disclaimer. I always call it my disclaimer. I said to her, I said, look, Morgan, I said, I want you to know that you're in this 5% of people that are involved with NECAN that want to see and read and love all this stuff. Most people you're going to run into and you're going to share with, because she's a nurse, she comes from a nursing background, nurses are all about helping people. Most people, 95% of them, only want to know, can it harm me, can it hurt me? Like in your nursing practice, right? I don't know what, this tibula does with that tubula and whatever. I just want to know, can you fix it? And she's like, I exactly understand that. So I already let her know that for her information to know all that, but that people she runs into won't need to know all of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. And don't push it on people that aren't asking. Don't answer, that's another thing. Don't answer questions people aren't asking.
Oh, that's a great point I was thinking about this morning. Thanks for bringing that up, Linda. What I find with, if they don't ask about how the water unit works, well, then don't give them that information.
And especially don't tell them all the minerals it gives back. Who cares? It gives you, it's like, it's duplicating what nature would give you in a mountain stream.
Yeah.
More beavers than acid rain. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm more simple than the beaver even,
I didn't go that far.
I don't. and again, that's just my personality. I tell them that it purifies the water, it mineralizes the water, it alkalizes the water, and that's really good for our whole body. Cancer, disease don't thrive in an acidic environment. Don't you want to drink this? They go, yeah, I want to drink that. Like, try some. Do a little strength test with them with the water and a soda, and they're like, I want the machine. And, show and tell is one of the most important things to do with people. But,
I want to go back to your simplicity of people ask, you sharing with them about the M-Strides. And they ask you how much it is. You're like, it's $100. It's just that attitude and how it comes across of, it's $100. They're only $100. Because a lot of people, oh, they're $100. You know, like just that inflection, that tone, and that attitude, they're $100. And you sell them all day long.
I had a gentleman I worked with a couple weeks ago that asked me that question, how much are the insoles? I said, they're $100 retail. And he goes, wow, that's a lot. I go, well, $10 would be a lot if you didn't see the benefit from using them. So if I've not explained enough the benefits, what else can I give you to understand? And he's like, well, if they work, I'll pay $1,000 for them. And I said, well, I'll take a check for $1,000. And I'll give you your money back if they don't, you don't like them. So, and we kind of laughed about it. But I make it a light, fun thing so that they are trusting me. It's about building the trust and letting them know that we're real people, that, you know, that they trust, and that this is not a one-time. That they can, I give them my phone number, call me if you have questions. And if they don't call me, I'll call them or text them. How's, I had a girl just get a water unit for me. I'm like, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, I just texted quick, how's the water unit going? Love it. There you go. It's a connection to know that somebody, you know, she bought a product from me. I sold a product to her. And I'm following up to make sure that she's happy with it. I had this happen about a month ago. I said to the gal, how's your water unit? She goes, I don't like it. It's leaking. I called her up. I said, well, let's fix that. What's going on with it? She told me. We fixed it. Now she's happy again. So it's always about making them make their own decision on what they're getting. You know, educating them to the point of making a decision how to get started and then following up and making sure that they like and they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing with the product. I tell people, you know, I'll say, you know, sometimes the products don't work, and I say, that's true. That is true. Sometimes the products don't work. If they're on the table, or they're not in your shoes, or you're not sleeping on it, they won't work. And they go, good point. I go, right? If you don't put the key in your car and turn it on, it won't work either. You've got to do something. You have to, you know, put it on your body in order for it to work. So it is sometimes, Linda, about our belief system and about us. I tell my consultants, when you're talking about NECAN, you're talking about the technologies and the business, and if you know that that's a place where you're a little bit shy or uncomfortable in, I want you to, like, kind of take a deep breath, pull your belly in, and move forward. And raise your eyebrows in confidence and say it that way. And then you'll start to, you know, as you do that, you're moving forward, you're being, you know, not aggressively, you're just like taking that stance. And people notice that. And the less you say, the better.
Yes. Don't keep talking. Silence is golden. When you're talking to people, and once again, yeah, don't answer any questions they haven't asked. Well, thank you, Patty Bach. Going to open it up here for questions in just a second, but I really want to thank you for your time and your simplicity that is really working amazing. So very excited for you and very proud of you and proud mama.
Thank you. I hope it's been helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely.